But yet I did not think to show to all the world my pen and ink in such a mode. I only thought to make I knew not what, nor did I undertake thereby to please my neighbour. No, not I. I did it my own self to gratify. Thus I set pen to paper with delight, and quickly had my thoughts in black and white. For having now my method by the end, still as I pulled it came, and so I penned it down until it came at last to be, for length and breadth, the bigness which you see. Well, when I had thus put mine ends together, I showed them others, that I might see whether they would condemn them, or them justify. And some said, "Let them live." Some, "Let them die." Some said, "John, print it." Others said, "Not so." Some said, "It might do good." Others said, "No." Now was I in a strait, and did not see which was the best thing to be done by me. At last I thought, "Since you are thus divided, I print it will." And so, the case decided. John Bunyan. As I walked through a great wilderness, I came to a certain place where there was a den, and I laid myself down in that place to sleep. And as I slept, I dreamed a dream. The Man with the Burden. I dreamed, and I thought that I saw in my dream a man standing with his face turned away from his own house. He was clothed in rags, a book was in his hand, and a great burden was on his back. Then I saw him open the book and read, and as he read, he wept and cried out, "What shall I do?" By and by, he turned and went into his house. His wife and children saw that he was in trouble, and they wondered. But he kept silent for a long time and said not a word. At last, when he could hold in no longer, he said, "Dear ones, do you see this great burden that is on my back? It is so heavy that I can hardly bear its weight." But they could not see the burden, and they wondered at his words. "Dear father," they said, "you are very tired. When you have slept and are rested, you will feel much better." "Ah, no," he answered. "It is not sleep that will relieve me. For this book says that the city in which we live will surely be burned with fire, and unless we escape from it soon, we shall all perish. Do you wonder that I am distressed?" They looked at him sorrowfully.